Well, it was a while back. We started a new series here on 5 Minutes in Church History called Trending. We love to see what's trending today, right? Well, we're going to see what's trending in the centuries in the past. We picked up the series a while ago, let it drop, and now we're returning to it, and we have trending in the 13th century. Oh my, what a busy century the 1200s were. Let's start off with Francis of Assisi. In 1209, he made his way to the Vatican and petitioned the Pope to start a new monastic order. He only had about a dozen monks with him, so the Pope said, "I'll give you a temporary order, but come back, let's see if this thing grows, and we'll go from there." Well, by 1210, it had grown, and all of a sudden, we have the new order of the Franciscans. This was an order of mendicant, or begging monks. It was all built around Francis's regula primitiva principle, or the primitive principle. And basically, Francis said, we need to get back to the simple life of Christ. And rather than advocating the ostentatiousness and apparent wealth of the church, Francis was committed to establishing this mendicant begging order of the Franciscans. Secondly, we have the Crusades, and so tragic. In 1212, we have the Children's Crusade. It's a true tragedy from the pages of church history. We also have trending in the 13th century, the rise of Aristotle. Now, are you ready? This is all A's. I'm going to give you four of them. The first, of course, is Aristotle, the great Greek thinker. And the next is Averroes. Averroes was a Muslim scholar who died just as the 12th century was ending in 1198. And he brought about a revival of Aristotle and translated much of Aristotle's writings from the Greek into the Latin. A number of those books ended up at the University of Paris, and there we bump into another A, Albertus Magnus. He lived from 1200 to 1280. He was a German-born scholar, spent many years at the University of Paris, and he taught Aristotle, and he taught Aristotle to his star pupil, and this is the last A, Aquinas. Yes, Thomas Aquinas dominated the 13th century, born in 1225. He dies in 1274. We've spent a lot of time on Thomas Aquinas in 5 Minutes in Church History, so enough to say that he was the dominant figure of the 13th century. So what do we have so far? We've got Francis of Assisi, we've got the Crusades, we've got this Aristotelianism through Albertus Magnus and Thomas Aquinas. The next thing we have trending is the Salisbury Cathedral. Now, we had done an episode where I told you cathedrals were centuries in the making, and that's true. But there's one exception to the rule, and that's the Salisbury Cathedral. It was started in 1220, and it was finished in 1258, the Salisbury Cathedral. There's another interesting piece about the Salisbury Cathedral, but hold on to that 1 second. What do you get when you put together 25 rebellious barons, one king, and one Archbishop of Canterbury? Well, you get the Magna Carta. On June 15th of 1215, King John of England affixed his seal to the Great Charter, or the Magna Carta, at Runnymede Meadow. This Magna Carta was copied. Some say there might have been as many as 40 copies sent all over the land, and one of them ended up at Salisbury Cathedral. It is one of only 4 existing copies, and it is the finest of those existing copies. One line from the Magna Carta says this: "First, that we have granted to God, and by this present charter, have confirmed for us and our heirs in perpetuity that the English church shall be free and shall have the rights undiminished and its liberties unimpaired." There you go, trending in the 13th century, religious freedom in the Magna Carta. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, as we finish up this week's episode, I see we have a little bit of time left, so let's go back to that great Puritan theologian, John Owen. "Assurance encourages us in our combat. It delivers us from it. We may have peace with God, but we have none from the assaults of Satan."